Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, folks. Drew Badger here. We start out Big Scary News episode 109 with this news from the Nightmare Dungeon haunted attraction in Greenville, South Carolina. The abandoned cabin has something planned for you on Friday the 13th this year. It's going to be one hell of a night that you don't want to miss. You'll be trapped inside with Jason, and he's feeling something this year. On this night and this night only, you'll meet him face to face, and he's going to get as close as he wants to in your face. And who knows what else he has in mind. A lot changes on this special night in the cabin, and this night we don't go by the rules, and you'll see what we mean. Some of you might not be able to handle find your way out of this two-story cabin in the woods on this particular night. Horror, terror, hair-raising fear is going to wreck you here at Nightmare Dungeon. You can bet on that. No other haunted attraction in South Carolina will give you the hell we have in store for you. Picture opportunities will be available this night with Jason only at Nightmare Dungeon Haunted Attraction. Opens after dark on October 13th at 645 Old Anderson Road, Greenville, South Carolina. Get more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/likenightmaredungeon. We have this from Dark House, the Haunted Mansion in Brown City, Michigan. Just a friendly reminder that Dark House, the Haunted Mansion, will no longer be open as a haunted house attraction. The owners have decided to shut it down and just continue with our paranormal investigations. For information on our paranormal investigations, please visit our website, mihaunted.com, or visit our Facebook page for our paranormal investigations, facebook.com/haunted-bruce-mansion-paranormal. And thank you to everyone who came out to our haunted house while we were open. We have a little film news regarding the film Death House via HorrorFreakNews.com. The film, described as the Expendables of Horror, has been one of the most buzzed about indies for the past couple of years, which is pretty amazing considering Death House has only screened in its entirety a few times. Not only does the film star a slew of past and current horror icons, the script was co-penned by the original Leatherface, Gunnar Hansen, director B. Harrison Smith told fans to expect a long-awaited announcement regarding a release date for Death House, and he delivered with news that exceeds all expectations. Per MorbidlyBeautiful.com, being distributed by Hanover House and Blue Fox Entertainment, the highly anticipated action horror film will have a theatrical release on January 26, 2018, on about 100 screens across the country, exclusively through Regal Cinemas. If the film performs well, there is an option to expand to more screens. As always, we'll report more news on this when we get it. We have this update from the Wicked Haunted Attraction in Hookerton, North Carolina. Hello, everybody. It's that time again. The Wicked is back. And this year we have some sickening new things for you guys. The house is returning with a vengeance, and new this season, our brand new Woods Trail is going to be open. The house is a maze of pure horror filmed with many things to be seen, heard, felt, and smelled. Our new Woods Trail is a 2-acre experience with nasty surprises around every corner. So are you up for it? Get more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/thewickedhauntedhouse. We have a little news from Frightmare at the Falls in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Join us at Frightmare in the Falls for 2 days of the most intimate and interactive horror festival in North America at the Scotiabank Convention Center in majestic Niagara Falls, Canada, on Saturday, November 11th and Sunday, November 12th. The event will feature more than 50,000 square feet of all things horror, including memorabilia, panels, celebrities, movies, autographs, displays, movie cars, cosplay, special effects props, and much more. More announcements will be made in the coming weeks, and tickets are on sale now. It's an experience not to be missed. Get your information at FrightmareInTheFalls.com. There's some theater news from Slashed, the musical, coming back to Santa Monica, California. Big news for theater and horror fans, Slashed, the musical, is returning for 2 weekends this October. The 80s-inspired slasher comedy sold out its run at Hollywood Fringe with glowing reviews and an array of awards and nominations. We're told this Halloween edition will include 2 additional songs and an all-new ending. Thursday through Sundays, October 5th through the 15th at the Ruby Theater in the Complex Theater District in Hollywood, California. Tickets on sale now at HollywoodFringe.org. We have a little more film news on the upcoming Halloween remake via BloodyDisgusting.com. Whether it's Jason Blum's hand or head, the producer is betting his life that the new Halloween movie will be in the theaters by next October. "You can kill me, you can behead me, you can chop my hand off," he told The Wrap when asked about Michael Myers' return to theaters by next year. That's on the record. David Gordon Green and Danny McBride are scripting the film, due on October 19, 2018, and Green is directing. John Carpenter, master of the original 1978 Halloween, is executive producing and could still score the film. Blum obviously understands fans' frustration when it comes to their horror heroes. His hyperbole shows the urgency behind the scenes to deliver a new Halloween film to the fans who have been patiently waiting for years now. So with that, filming should indeed begin this fall if they're going to make the 2018 date. If not, there might be a beheading, at least on social media. We have a little sad news from the Scream Park at the Clay County Fairgrounds in Green Cove Springs, Florida. To all our loyal supporters, Scream Park will not reopen for the 2017 season. We want to personally thank each and every one of you for the amazing memories that we've had the privilege of creating for families of North Florida. We will thoroughly miss producing the event that has been a staple in our community and has set the bar for future Halloween events in our region. Thank you and stay scary. For more information, visit facebook.com/thescreampark. We have a little news from the Terror Under the Bridge in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We have big news for 2017. Terror Under the Bridge brings you the final chapter. We call it the final chapter as this will be the last year for Terror Under the Bridge. We've had a blast over the last 10 plus years and want to thank everyone who's been a part of it. We will be back at the X Gym October 20th through the 22nd and 25th through the 31st, open 7 p.m. through 11 p.m. Our admission is $14, and come out and see Terror Under the Bridge, the final chapter. Get more information at facebook.com/terrorunderthebridge. We have this news from the Nightmare on Edgewood haunted attraction in Indianapolis, Indiana. On October 12th, join Haunters Against Hate and show your support for the HAHLBGT night at Nightmare on Edgewood, voted the number one must-see haunt in Indiana. Part of the admission and sales of Haunters Against Hate merchandise goes to the Indiana Youth Group and Lexington Gay Straight Alliance. Get more information at facebook.com/IndianapolisHauntedHouse. We have a little music news from John Carpenter via iHorror.com. John Carpenter may be best known for his work behind the camera, but as true fans know, he is also a great music composer and has just released a new music video for Christine. His films Halloween, Escape from New York, and In the Mouth of Madness are not only recognized for their iconic characters, but for their soundtracks too. In fact, they wouldn't be the same without his musical touch. That synth vibe sound is as unmistakable as Bernard Herrmann's Psycho or John Williams' Jaws. This video directed by Carpenter, keeps Christine in her California roots as she travels through the streets of Los Angeles, terrorizing a hapless girl who flags her down, needing roadside assistance. But this Red Fury has a special surprise behind the wheel. Carpenter continues to travel around America on tour, conducting live on stage while audiences watch his films play on a screen in the background. Christine was first released in 1983, a Stephen King adaptation that has yet to be remade, but with the new music video, who needs a remake when you have a reunion this sweet? You can see the video on YouTube. There are a little more film news regarding An American Werewolf in London via BloodyDisgusting.com. Last we heard back in August, Max Landis is halfway through writing his script for a new take on American Werewolf in London, which he also plans on directing. Many fans have expressed their displeasure about this project's mere existence, but what does Max's dad feel about all this? John Landis, of course, directed the original An American Werewolf in London, and in a new chat with Collider, he revealed that he's not exactly on board for a remake. Quote, "Truthfully, I've not seen his script. I advised him not to do it," unquote, Landis told the site. "I think he's putting himself in a bad position. My son is brilliant, he really is, and he wants to do it, so what am I going to say? No? I know it won't be as bad as An American Werewolf in Paris, which was beep, so I don't know. He's a great writer, he's been writing since he was 7, and he wrote a whole series of scripts about these characters called Yelp and Dopey, two dumb dogs, when he was under 10 years old. They were so funny." When asked if he'd be involved in the film, Landis simply responded, "I get money." We'll bring you more information on this as it develops. We have a little more sad news from the Runway of Terror haunted attraction in Abilene, Texas. "We are sad to have to inform our fans that we will not be able to have the Runway of Terror haunted house this year. As some of you may know, this haunted house is a fundraiser for students from 3rd through 12th grade that participate in Destination Imagination. We depend heavily on volunteers from our junior high, high school, and adult participants to run the haunt. Due to scheduling conflicts, we just do not have the number of people necessary to have a successful haunt. We truly hope to be back full force next year and have already started making plans. Thank you for your support over the last 4 years. We will be back." Keep up with any updates and get out there and volunteer at facebook.com/runwayofterror. And finally, we have this from the Halloween Harvest Costume Ball in Paso Robles, California. The Halloween Harvest Costume Ball will be hosted at the magnificent Tooth and Nail Winery Castle in Paso Robles on October 27th and 28th. This is a 21 and over event and is quickly on its way of being the most exciting and spectacular adult Halloween celebration that San Luis Obispo County has ever experienced. There's big cash prizes for our costume competition. Event producer Brad Golden says, quote, "There is nothing in San Luis Obispo County that is upscale and geared specifically for adults in the Halloween season. We are creating a high-end production that will provide a rich and immersive experience for our guests," unquote. A portion of the proceeds will benefit MUST charities in Templeton, California. The costume ball marks the inauguration of what is quickly evolving into the most exciting and exclusive Halloween experience on the California Central Coast. The costume ball does require attendees arrive in full costume regalia. There are a limited number of VIP and general admission tickets being offered to the public, and they are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Remember, this is not a haunted house. Get tickets and more information at HalloweenHarvestCostumeBall.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, one of our very favorite conventions that the Big Scary Show has been a part of over the last 4.5 years. In fact, with the exception of Midwest Haunters Convention, I think more hosts have attended this one more than any other. I'm talking about the Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky, coming next week, actually, September 29th through October 1st. Going to be down at the Lexington Convention Center. Convention Center's big and holds a lot of people, and this one is crowded, and this is a fantastic show with lots of celebrities and lots of vendors and lots of fun things going on, which is one reason we keep coming back to it year after year. And because of that, we welcome back Nick Brown, one of the guys in charge, especially when dealing with people like us. Nick, it's great to have you here.
Guy, Drew, it is wonderful to be back on the Big Scary Show. I'm always excited to be here. Thanks for having me on and for all your support to Scarefest.
And thank you. We love going there, and it's just a fun show. You know, Meat Hook Jim only lives about 1.5 hours away. Jerry has now made it to Columbus, so he should be able to start attending with some frequency. I still make that drive. Sorry, Storm. We hope you'll come one of these days, along with about maybe, 10,000 other people over next weekend?
Well, I think last year we hit about 12,000, actually, and based on pre-sales, we're thinking we might hit 15 this year. So so it's going to be a big deal, and we're excited.
And I have to tell you, congratulations, this is your 10th Scarefest 10th anniversary, and you have got some extra special events going on in celebration of that.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. I think one of our biggest things is, of course, as you know, we have Freddy Krueger himself, Mr. Robert Englund, is going to be coming to the Scarefest this year. He's a guest that we have wanted to have pretty much since year one, but for one reason or another, we haven't been able to make it happen. But for our 10th anniversary show, we decided to splurge, and we got Mr. Englund.
Will he be in costume or just as himself?
My understanding is he's going to be there just as himself, although we are having a midnight movie screening at the Kentucky Theater on Friday night of A Nightmare on Elm Street, and there's no guarantees, but it's very possible that a number of the members of the cast of the various Nightmare on Elm Street films will be there, including a possibility of Mr. Englund. Now, it's not a guarantee, but there is the possibility that he's going to be there. So that would be pretty awesome to watch A Nightmare on Elm Street with Freddy Krueger himself.
Now, you mentioned other cast members. Who else will be there? I mean, it's a big franchise, lots of people in the movies. Who else is coming from the
Freddy Krueger series? Well, we've got quite a few members of the cast from various films. We have Amanda Weiss. I think she was in The Dream Warriors. We've got Ronnie Blakely. Brooke Bundy, Tuesday night's going to be there. She's always fun. Danny Hassel, Lisa Wilcox, and let's see. Oh, yeah, we've also got Andreas Jones, and my favorite, probably one of my favorite kills from the Nightmare on Elm Street series, we have Ricky Dean Logan, and you might remember him as the guy that had the hearing aid, and in his nightmare, Freddie made the hearing aid into a super hearing aid and then ran his razors down the chalkboard and made his head blow up.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so that guy's going to be there, and we're super excited about that.
Excellent.
So,
Who else are some of the big names? I'm looking on your website right now, and I'm seeing some regular convention people that I see and some people that I don't see very often on the circuit.
Yep. Well, a couple of new people, especially new for us, and they don't do a lot of cons at this point, are actually Bill Corbett and Mary Jo Pell from Mystery Science Theater 3000 and now Rift Tracks.
Nice.
Yeah, so Bill Corbett, for those who don't know, he was the voice of Crow-T Robot, and he was also the observer in Mystery Science Theater on the Sci-Fi Channel. And Mary Jo Pell actually played Dr. Forrester's mom in the Sci-Fi Channel MST3K.
Oh, yes, and was the protagonist the last couple of years on Sci-Fi.
Exactly, and now they're both part of the Rift Tracks team. Mary Jo works a lot with Mike Nelson's wife, Bridget. And Bill Corbett, of course, he works with Mike directly doing a lot of the riffs. So.
Right. I see John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. I see Dee Wallace. I see Danny Trejo is going to be there.
Danny Trejo is going to be there. And let me tell you, if you go to the website right now, one of the special offerings we've got is Danny Trejo is pre-selling his signed machetes.
Ooh.
But there's only a limited quantity of those available. So if you're interested, I'd go ahead and pre-order because I think he's only doing 75 of them for the show.
Now, here's someone I don't think I've ever seen on a convention appearance, and that's Edward James Olmos.
Edward James Olmos, you're correct. We got him because of his appearance in Dexter, but also he was in the 1981 quasi-werewolf movie, Wolfen.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, he was the Native American that was preaching about the fact that it was these skinwalkers that were the killers there in New York.
Oh, wow. Was that with Jack Nicholson?
I'm sorry?
Was that with Jack Nicholson?
No, that was Wolf you're thinking of from 1994. Right. Now, this one had Albert Finney.
Okay.
And actually, it was Albert Finney and, I'm trying to think of the name of the fellow. He was a ballet dancer. And goodness.
Valentino?
No, it wasn't Baryshnikov. Who was it?
Gregory Hines? No.
Yes, that's it. Gregory Hines. Thank you. You got it. And in addition to Edward James Olmos, here's another one we got. We have the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer coming.
That's Christy Swanson.
You got it, Christy Swanson. I was waiting to see if you got that one. Yep, she's going to be there, and we're pleased to have her as part of our lineup this year. And, you know, we've got some returning favorites, too, from the world of the paranormal. We've got Steve Gonzalez and Dave Tango and Amy Bruni. All of those guys were with the Ghost Hunters and some of the various shows after that. We also have a musical guest, Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein from Danzig and the Misfits.
Very nice. He's
yep.
Interesting fellow.
Yeah, he is a very interesting fellow, and he's going to be interesting for us this year. So,
now one of the things that I like about your show is not only do you have the great the movie stars and the TV stars and the things like that, but you have a lot that who are horror movie people, but you have a lot of paranormal guests too.
Mm-hmm.
You have ghost hunters, you've got others, paranormal. And all sorts of interesting type folks there. You're almost not a horror convention. You're kind of a horror and paranormal convention, which I guess you advertise as, and I think that's just fantastic.
I was going to say that's our big thing. We're the largest horror and paranormal convention, and we've actually kind of branched out. We've added Halloween into that because our event happens right at the start of the Halloween season. And so we've added in Halloween. We have a lot of haunt-related stuff going on, Wicked World Scare Grounds and some of the other haunted attractions in the Kentucky area, provide discount passes. They send cosplayers to work at the event. So we have a lot of stuff related to Halloween going on, too. But Talking about some of the paranormal people, though, from the Learning Channel, we have the Ghost Brothers. They're going to be at the event. And another one is a returning favorite, psychic medium Chip Coffee. And he's going to be doing another one of his signature gallery readings. And now that does require an extra event ticket, but those are on pre-sale now, and those usually sell out. So we're very pleased to have him as part of the show again this year.
Excellent. Now, I know that you also, as opposed to just having, you know, celebrities there, you've got plenty of vendors, and you've got a lot of events and seminars going on as well.
Yes, we do. This year's schedule has more events than any previous year, I think. And, I mean, we've got stuff happening before the show as well as during the show. As an example, the next two Tuesday nights are going to be horror trivia nights at Pivot Brewing here in Lexington, Kentucky. So if you come out, you'll have a chance to win some passes, some T-shirts, some other paraphernalia. But also, last year we did a pre-launch party on the Thursday night, and it was such a big hit that we're going to do that again, and that's going to be at the Manchester Music Hall, which is literally a half mile from the venue where the event happens. It's going to happen on Thursday night. It is open to the public. The venue is charging a admission fee that's not related to us. That is the venue where it's being held. But some of the stuff that we're going to see there is, for one thing, Kane Hodder will be there for the national, North American, excuse me, premiere of his documentary film, To Hell and Back. We're very excited to have that as part of the show. There's also going to be a musical guest. The Here Come the Mummies are going to be doing a concert there. All sorts of different things going on at the Manchester Music Hall to get everybody revved up on Thursday night for the event all weekend. So really, we're sort of becoming a four-day con at this point.
So when you say it's open to the public, do they have to have a Scarefest ticket in order to go over to the Manchester Music Hall on Thursdays?
No, you don't. That's one of the reasons the Manchester Music Hall is working with us on this. But because of the nature of the venue and because of the cost of Here Come the Mummies, there are extra charges. So, for example, you have to purchase tickets from them for Here Come the Mummies, but also there will be a small cover charge just to get into the venue. But we're talking $5 for a venue admission. I'm not sure how much the Here Come the Mummies tickets are, but they're available for sale online. So,
how about to go see the documentary?
That one, I don't think we've got the price set on that, but I believe that's going to be covered as part of your admission to that venue.
Oh, very nice.
So really excited about that. In addition to the stuff going on Thursday, of course, we have our usual, we have the VIP party for gold and platinum members on Friday night. We also have, and this is my favorite thing that happens at the whole event, is the costume party on Saturday night. And that's going to happen at the atrium right outside the vendor hall at Scarefest. And that is a huge deal. We have all the cosplayers come in. We have professional cosplayer Wicked Beard is the overall judge and host for the event. And he looks at all the different cosplay outfits that are done. And basically we score winners under a bunch of different categories, including professional cosplayer versus amateur cosplayer, you know, things of that nature. And they're judging it on a lot of different criteria. But it's amazing to see the kind of cosplay that folks come out with at these shows.
Excellent.
So. And then, I was going to say Sunday also is Kids Day again this year. And thanks to Home Depot, we have tons of free, 100% free arts and crafts for kids to do on Sunday. And there'll be 10 associates from Home Depot there to help the kids with painting things like birdhouses. So, you know, if you want to make your own haunted birdhouse, they're going to help you do it, as well as some other Halloween arts and crafts stuff.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be another just great weekend for, you know, everybody around. Everyone loves going to Scarefest. You know, you had 12,000 last year, and Yeah, that's a lot of people. And where are you drawing from? Are you drawing just from Kentucky? Are you drawing from Ohio? Are you drawing from West Virginia, Tennessee? Where are a lot of all these people coming from?
That's a very good question, Drew. We've had, you know, I'd like to say it's just the tri-state area, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. But you know what? We have had people from the Virginias. We have people come in from the West Coast. As a matter of fact, we've got several people that I'm aware of coming in from Australia this year. And so that's really exciting. I mean, think about that. They are flying over halfway around. Well, not over, because if you went the other way, it'd be less then, but halfway around the world just to get here. So that's pretty exciting.
That's fantastic. So, you know, it sounds like it's going to be another great show, bigger and better before. Again, 10th anniversary, Scarefest, September 21st through or 29th through October 1st, the Lexington Convention Center, pretty much smack dab in the heart of Lexington, Kentucky. Pretty easy to get to. A couple of interstates run right through the town and everything. It's like, what, 10 or 15 minutes off I-75 and lots of parking available still.
Yep. And you know what you were saying, if you get off of I-75 and 64, they come together. If you get off at exit 113 and head towards downtown, you will literally run right into the Scarefest. So you can't miss us.
Can't miss it. So where can people get all the information about the celebrities, about the Thursday night activities, the kids' crafts on Sunday, the VIP party, the movie night, the screenings, all the cool things that just happen to be Scarefest?
Well, the easiest place to get all that information is on our website, thescarefest.com. That's thescarefest.com. And from there, you can link to our Facebook page and any of our other social media. But honestly, we just launched a brand new website last week, and it is phenomenal. It looks amazing, and it is easy to navigate and full of all the information you need to have a great weekend at the Scarefest.
Is there anything else we need to tell the listeners out there?
Just be sure to come by Elkhorn Room C on Sunday at 11:00 to see, or 11:30, excuse me, to listen to my talk about the Wendigo.
There you go.
I'll be doing a presentation on the legend of the Wendigo, the Native American spirit of cannibalism.
That's tremendous. That's fantastic. I've heard the name. I did not know what it was. So that's Sunday at 11:30?
That is 11:30 on Sunday.
There you go. Everybody go to the Scarefest. Check out Nick Brown at 11:30 on Sunday talking about cannibalistic Native Americans. That should be interesting. But once again, go to thescarefest.com. Get all the information there. You can go ahead and buy your tickets now, get your VIP passes, get everything you need to know. All the celebrities from Danny Trejo to Barry Bostwick to the one and only Robert Englund.
Yep.
Only in Lexington, Kentucky, September 29th, October 1st, thescarefest.com. Nick Brown, always a pleasure to have you here. And again, thank you for allowing the Big Scary Show to bring you on here to talk about it as well as to cover the event. As I said, with the exception of maybe Midwest Haunters Convention, I think this is our most attended convention of the year, and hopefully we can continue to do this for many, many more years to come.
Hey, Drew, thank you guys so much for having us on the show. We really appreciate your support, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys that weekend.
And one thing I will mention, that the Big Scary Show and the Scarefest are giving away a free pair of tickets to the Scarefest. Keep listening or keep watching our social media for your chance to win. So if you're going to be making plans to head down to Lexington, keep watching our social media, and you could be a winner. So anyway, Nick, thanks a lot so much, and we'll let you get back to getting all the great things ready for Scarefest 10. This is Drew Badger for the Big Scary News, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.